Welcome to Do a Blessing CNS Church London's podcast, sharing the good news weekly. We hope you are blessed by today's message.
About the gift to men. We have been asking about the gift to men. And what we've been saying in essence is that when we are looking at gifts, what we are seeing is that the gift that the Bible talks about are men, human beings, that God shares with a people, that God shares with them. So we will start off by, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, the Bible says, "You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that he may declare his praises of him that has called you out of darkness into light." So basically, our priesthood, the aim of that priesthood is for us to call, is for you and I to be able to influence the world with the glory of Christ. So you would see that when you begin to look at even where this thing came from, the Bible says in Exodus chapter 19, verse 5 to 6, said, "Now if you obey me and fully keep my covenant," he said, "then out of all the nations you will be my treasured possession." He said, "although the heart is mine." So God is saying, it is not that I do not love every other person, but you are becoming my own possession. He said, "although the world is mine, you are my possession." He said, "you will be for me a kingdom of priests." So you will be for me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. And this word is speak unto the Israelites. Now, why did he call them a kingdom of priests? Because what he's saying that you'll be ruled by a king. And that king is him. So when, and please know that when he said a kingdom of priests, he knows that there will be accountants there, he knows that there will be musicians there, he knows that there will be footballers there, he knows that there will all be all sorts of profession. But yet he's saying that they are all priests. Yet he's saying that they are all priests. So when they introduce themselves, even though they may say that this is what I do for a living, they say that by nationality, by who I am a priest. I am a priest. So we will definitely go into that a little bit more as we begin. So Ephesians chapter 4, verses 8 to 13, it was read earlier. The Bible says that the scripture says that when he ascended into the height, he led the crowd of captives and he gave gift to his people. I highlighted gift. This is where we started from about a few weeks ago, because I'll be building on that as we come to want to bring this to one side. He said, notice he said he that ascended. This clearly means that Christ also descended to the lower world. To the lowly world. And the same he who descended is the one who ascended into heaven so that he might fill the entire universe with himself. So God is saying, I want to make my influence across the world. That is his intention. That there will be no part of the world that will not fill his kingdom. So he now saying that, how am I going to do it? He said, I will give, he gave gifts. Now, the Bible now began to say, let's go on now. Bible now began to say that now these are the gifts of Christ to the church. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers. Now, what I'm trying to first of all establish, which I established some weeks ago, is that the gift that God gives into a place or into a situation is people. So these gifts are not, these are not gifts of the Spirit. These are gifts themselves. Human beings as a bundle become the gift. So when God sees a situation, and we saw it some weeks ago, when God was saying about the children of Israel, God said that, I have seen their cry. And Moses was saying, oh yes, thank you for hearing our cry. And God said, you are the one now I'm sending. So basically God said that you are the gift, you are the answer to their prayer. You are the answer to their prayer. May God grant us grace in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, what you would see that the Bible is saying, it said to equip God's people to do his work. So, and I said to us some weeks ago that it is the pastor is not the one doing ministry. His job is to equip. It is the people that are doing ministry. Because ministry is touching lives outside. Does that make sense? So, and at times, one of the things that I would say, you know, generally, as people will say, you know, how is it possible that people say, I know your own field is engineering. So, you know, you don't need to spend all your time listening to, going to church, listening to, and things like that. You can be doing engineering for yourself. And we're doing engineering for God. They are two different things. Let's look at an example. Chronicles, please. 2 Chronicles 26, 45. The Bible says that, and this is now this man, this boy became king, and the Bible says he did what is right in the eyes of the Lord according to all his father Amaziah had done. Now, verse 5 said, he set himself to seek the Lord in the days of Zechariah. Zechariah was a priest. And he was saying, who instructed him in the teaching, in the fear of the Lord? As long as he sought the Lord, he prospered. So you saw him, he was coming into the temple. And he was sitting under the teaching of Zechariah. Zechariah was not teaching him engineering. Zechariah was not teaching him leadership. Zechariah was just teaching him scriptures. And the Bible says God made him prosper. Now, if you see the effect of Zechariah's teaching, let's go to verse 15. This is verse 15. The Bible says, in Jerusalem, now this man, he made machines. He invented by skillful men. What the Bible was saying was that he was able, when he was at work, he had teams of people that was working for him. And the impact of that teaching was affecting his own area of specialization. I don't need to teach. See, we thank God for where we are now. When we started the church, when we started the church, we were the only working people in the whole congregation. There was nobody working. Because they just came back from school. Everybody just came out of school. But I did not need to teach career progression. You just need to teach scriptures. And today, we bless God. Does that make sense? We did not have business, we did not have directors of multinationals, we did not have them, but now we have. I say, you know, it is what I'm trying to say is that I do not need to focus my teaching on certain things. The impact of this man's influence, as long as he was, see, and this is what I hope that God will begin to help us to open up in us into. There is a man called Chris Ajayi. I don't know if you know him. He's a pastor in Nigeria, a CNS pastor in Nigeria. He had this church around Lekki or VI there, and things like that. I don't know if you have heard about here. So, you know, he came for Holy Michael's service, and we're doing Holy Michael. Michael, Holy Shebun, and things like that. Everybody people read. And in that service, he got a teaching that told him that angels have the ability to impact wisdom in people. He was writing something, I don't know what it was, something like all this computer kind of stuff then and things like that. He was writing it, and in the worship, the angel was saying, this is what is this, and he was writing in the middle of, he was taking notes, That's what I tell people. At times, if you notice, when you're doing worship, everybody's shouting, praise the Lord, and I'm dancing. In that time, I'm taking my notes because God will say, please do this. Don't do that. I'm not saying dancing is good. I love it. I don't dance, but I love people when people are dancing. Amen. You get what I'm saying? According to him, he said, he put it online and things, and I don't know, this is far away before, that was how he made most of his money and things like that. Do you know who called? When it was that? Bill Gates himself. He said, when did you get this? He said, we saw it, and I had to take it on myself to give you a call. I can't even, so he told us, I take it on myself to give you a call. That inspiration came from within. I can only because his mind was open to understand that when angels are moving around, there are impartations that is going on. So the person that is teaching on that day did not have to teach how to become successful in business. I'm not saying it is wrong. If God directs you as a teacher to preach it, please do. But what I'm trying to say is that no matter what it is that they are teaching in the church, irrespective of the topic, as long as it is inspired by God, the Bible says that when in the book of Acts, people were hearing their whole language, it did not mean that Paul and Peter, where they were all speaking 50 different languages, they were only speaking one. And everybody, when they were hearing it, they were hearing their own. So you can see somebody who will go for the same service and listen to the same sermon, and what each person will pick out of it will be different. I've seen situations where people say to me that, that guy, that guy is a prophet too. I said, what happened? I was listening to what they were saying. I said, issue of my life, he was talking about it. Somebody said, he was talking about my own also. And I said, how many people am I talking about this in their life? It is because that you just need to say your own as directed by the Holy Spirit, and God will be interpreting it to themselves. Somebody brought someone to the church one day, and they were preaching, and the person came, and the person was asking the person that, did you tell him the issues I was going through before he came? Because it's as if he's talking to me directly. And honestly, in my mind, I thought, I don't even hear the became fact. I don't hear anything. I'm just saying it as God gives grace. God grant you understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. So I'm saying that to come to a point that I'm saying that, you know, priesthood, your priesthood can be effective in any area. It doesn't have to happen in the church. In fact, the little that I can say is that there are some level of leadership that you will get to that you need strong priesthood. See, it is not that the problem is that if we were to be the challenge in the Christian body now, or for us as Christians at times, that if God had given you a vision like he gave Joseph and said to Joseph, Joseph, you are going to, there's going to be famine for 7 years. You're going to prosper for 7 years. What will you do? You will pray that God change the last 7 years. That's what you do. But Joseph stayed for 7 years to resolve the economic issues. The problem now is that at times there are certain things that God expects you to use the expertise that he has given you light as a priest. And he expects you to use the light that you have received in the spirit to begin to plan. But if Joseph had prayed that God, for the next 7 years, cancel it in the name of Jesus, it'd be no problem. So at times people think that priesthood is, it doesn't, and so people say, no, it's not all prayer. It is all prayer. I don't know how much I can say, but you know, I was privileged to meet somebody who God has given grace to attend to precedence. And I'm talking about somebody who has been in, who like, ìgbà mi wà tó jẹ pé àwọn mẹ́ta nìkan ló máa wà nílé the whole building the president no mẹ́rin his president sorry the president the ADC the cook and him and was saying so many things that is you know is he was saying so many things. This is his daily job it's not is you know it's not because he's not a politician it's his daily job I was talking to me about the Nigerian president and things like that and he said to me he said part of the things he just said was that he said at times when he goes to Abuja and he would try to he said he wanted to sleep and so the ADC because he knows him this was a passport the place he said ah no okay come and sleep now you know there's nobody sleeping in my home apartment I'm the only one my family is in there so I'm the only one sleeping things like that according to him it takes a spiritual man to be able to sleep in certain places because you're hearing something in the middle of the night may God grant us understanding there are a lot of spirits that I'll be hearing he said he woke up and he was speaking to the ADC this past ADC that way he said can you say you have to be strong don't worry he said according to him he said there is an hotel I've forgotten is a popular hotel in Abuja Nigeria he said there is a floor there are two floors where people go and lodge if you find difficult to sleep it does not mean it is all prayer it means you need a Joseph who has spiritual insight and also economic understanding of what's going on I personally do not know and this is my own guess that is I'm not too surprised that Baba Tinubu did not go and sleep there he was sleeping in his house for a long time before I don't know if he has finally located those who are more because issues were happening in Abuja where it was difficult for him the road was blocked because he was waking up in the morning in the house to go to Buckingham Palace God grant us grace I can't say more than that because if I you know he's still at work that's the job he does So, you know, each time anyone wants to go to Abuja and say, yeah, you have to say, please, let us pray before you go. It is not that anybody has done anything, but as, see, the only thing I will say is that if somebody can kill people before they get there, what are they not going to do to wash the place before they, so, hallelujah. So, you know, I'm not saying that Nigerian issue is only prayer. I'm saying that if you are not a priest that is ready to stand in the place of priesthood, and work as a government, a leader like Joseph was. If you cannot combine the two offices together, you are just going to reel out policies, or they'll give you one in the dream that you reel out to everybody. God grant us grace in the name of Jesus. Amen. So I'm just saying, what I'm saying to you is that there are some level of leadership that you get to, that you would know that it is not. It is not only, I know what I'm doing. Even in this country. So, that's why I want us to begin to look at our job as a priest. So the Bible says that in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 1 to 2, the Bible says that, for every high priest is chosen from among men, appointed to act on behalf of men in things relating to God, so that he may offer sacrifice for sins. Said he is able to deal spiritually with the spiritually ignorant and misguided, since he is also subject to their whole to human weakness. We'll talk about that later. But what I just wanted to establish is that when one of the thing of a priest is that you will be able to relate to the two worlds. You should be able to relate to the two. And I was saying to us some weeks ago that every human being has the ability to relate to the two worlds. That is why also you have every spirit needs a priest. So you have people who are also who do whatever kind of where they play their own priesthood in the evil world, they can relate to the spiritual world and impact their physical world. So every priesthood, we saw this in Judges chapter 17, verse 5-6. The Bible says, Now this man, Michael, had a shrine and he had an ephod. You know, this ephod, they use it also in the temple. He said, and some household gods, and installed one of his sons as a priest. The Bible says, in those days, Israel had no king and everybody did it fit. What this is saying to us is that there cannot be a gap. If a priest will not take his place, another priest will take his place. So the Bible says, in the days Israel had no king. Please know that this king is not only, we are talking about king as only administrative. Because the king of Israel in those days, the same oil that they used to anoint the priests is the one that they used to anoint the kings. So you can also say that because of the priesthood is vacant, the other priesthood will take place. So for every part where a priesthood is missing, or where a priest is not standing to do their job, another kind of priesthood will take place. Because there cannot be a vacuum. There cannot be a vacuum. And as I begin to draw this to the place where we want to end this conversation, because I was so glad, because my heart was, my mind was drifting towards certain things. I was so glad as I was listening to the prophecies that was shared last on healing service. I could see that God was setting a stage for certain things. God was setting a stage for certain things. And that is where we are coming to today. Nahum chapter 3 verse 4. The Bible says, because of the multitude of whoredom and well-favored harlot, the Bible calls her the mistress of witchcraft that sells nations through whoredom. See, one of the ways kingdom of darkness sells a nation over, they begin to introduce new fashion of worldly things. That is how a nation is bought. So no, that is the trend that is happening. It is a new dimension to buy that nation, to buy the soul of that nation. So they will begin to introduce legislation. Say, no, it is normal. See, there are some witchcraft that does not go by a Yanyosuruga. There is a fashion of those witchcrafts. There's another fashion of witchcraft that is introduced by the way you dress. No, this is the modern thing happening. Let them enjoy their life. That nation is being dragged. So the Bible says, he sells nation through whoredom. Now, this is where we are going to. The Bible says, but when it comes to families, it is done by witchcraft. It is done by witchcraft. So what does this mean? For witchcraft to come true, there is a priesthood standing somewhere that is the portal for that witchcraft, for that manipulation happening in that generation. May God grant us understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, for every priesthood, there are two things I will just split it up by. There is the articles or the things by which you use to perform your priesthood. And there is what I may call the foundations that support those articles, that supports those instruments of priesthood. And when the Bible will talk about the foundation, the Bible will say, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19, that said, nevertheless, the foundation of God stands firm. As in this scripture, the Lord knows those who are his. You know how the devil has used us to sell half truths. Someone say, you can't judge me. God knows those who are his. Have you heard it before? I know. See, you cannot know my mind. God, it's only God that knows those who serve him. But the Bible says that let everyone who confess the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness or iniquity or sin. What the Bible is saying is that even though God knows you, we will be able to see by your lifestyle. If you are hugging sin and you say God knows those who are no, the Bible says let everyone now who is saying this turn away from wickedness. Another translation will say sin or iniquity. So when somebody says God knows, it's only God that knows who is worshiping him. That is for God. The God said that we will see certain things in your life. If you don't see certain things in your life, then we are authorized by scripture to say that God was only. Amen. God hands us. So this is the foundation. And I'm talking about these foundations is that the foundation. He said, let them turn away from wickedness. Now, I'm talking about the articles of priesthood and the foundation of it, or what supports the article. John chapter 15, verse 3, the Bible, Jesus said, you are already clean, or you are already sanctified or holy, but because of the word I have given you. So he's saying that my teachings is already making you clean. And these things are real. There was a particular person that had an issue around, I think the person was struggling to finish school. They were having some certain spiritual attacks. They just go mentally, you know, something just happens each time they want to get into their final year in this country and things like that. So somebody came to talk to me about it, and I said that should I tell them to come to church? They don't need to come to church. I said, tell them go and look for a church that is teaching the Bible. When they are teaching, sit down and just continue like that. Before a month, the boy finished his final exam. He's working now in the bank. See, what was happening is that as the word is going on, it is cleaning you. When somebody says that, somebody said that, they gave a professor that, you know, there is a mark on your body and things like that. It's not a problem. Find a place where you can take your bath. And take your bath. How do I do that? Sit under the word. As they are preaching, you are taking your bath. It's as simple as that. Do it for a while, constantly, and see if they will see the vision. Amen.
Amen.
God grant us grace in the name of Jesus. Amen. And you know, when you are sitting down, it's not that you are not sitting down, you are sitting down purposefully. You know, when you want to brush something from your body, you are taking the soap, you are deliberately applying it. So as the word is coming through, you are like God, washing it. So it's not that you are just sitting down there and say, you are deliberately, you are in the bathroom, washing, scrubbing yourself. So, now, that is the word, that is the teaching. Now, Jesus said, you are made clean, you are made holy by the word I have spoken to you. Quickly, let's just go to the next one, please. And John chapter 17, Jesus said, I give myself as a holy sacrifice so that they may be holy by your truth. Please, which one is correct? Is it the teaching that is making people holy? Or is it that Jesus has made himself holy so that they can be holy? One is the two, teaching. The second one is the life. In your priesthood, you have to get to a point where you are living your life in a particular way so that your priesthood can have effect. There are certain reasons it's not that I'm human to get angry, but I refuse to get angry because it will affect my priesthood. This is not a question, this is not leading by example, hold on to you. This is that there are certain things that when you begin to, if you are not conscious of your priesthood, you will be using the tools of priesthood, but it will not be as effective. It will not be as effective. You are, and we will get there where when evil spirits are doing, they will do scanning, quick scanning. You find that where is the this one that you stop to. See, there are certain lifestyle as a priest you refuse to do. Because it will affect the priesthood. There are certain things I cannot put in my mouth because it will affect my priesthood. So if you are a priest, if you are the priest that God has sent into your family to change certain things, there are certain lifestyle you cannot afford to do. The Bible says that, so you will begin to see that Jesus was saying to us that I need to give my life as holy, or else these people will never be holy. If this is not talking by living by example, this is saying I am doing certain things to ensure that it does not happen. As a parent, there are certain lifestyle you do not do in the secret, because it would make it impossible for your children to live a righteous life. Because as a priest, because when you begin to understand that it doesn't matter what the tools of priesthood you have, if the foundation is not backing it up, you see, the play. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, as a loving scripture, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not die." So Jesus gave his life. Now, if you go to John 3:16, the Bible says, 1 John 3:16, it says, "Now this is how we know what love is. Jesus laid his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives." A priesthood is somebody who is ready to lay down their lives so that others may benefit. Priesthood is not that if I sleep with a woman, I'll just ask God for forgiveness. That is, you have not understood you're a priest. Because if you understand you're a priest, you will never do that, because the life that we are affected is a lot. Someone was saying to me, you know, we said, which I really did appreciate. He said, I'll be deceiving myself now to know that where God has placed me now in ministry, I am not a target. A priesthood that is not ready to lay down their life for the others would be an issue. You know, the Bible says that Ephesians, Paul was talking, Paul said, "I ask you therefore not to be discouraged because of my suffering for you, which are your glory." So I will rather suffer so that your glory can come. That is priesthood. That is priesthood. See, in priesthood, there are certain things as you grow. Let me explain a little bit of priesthood as a parent. That you can, because a priest is not conscious of themselves, a parent can call a very young child, because when you are oremimi and you are pouring out your problem to that young child, what you don't know is that you are destroying them. Yeah. You have released your mind, but you have laid a burden on a young mind. That's why the Bible says a priest ought to know how to caution their mouth. It is not, but you know, Baba Adeboye was saying something. He said, there are times when I'm sitting in the room and I'm saying, God. You know, he has so much issues. He cannot call people to say, this is the problem I have. See, priesthood is not, priesthood is not, I don't want people to be talking about my issue. That is selfishness. It is self-pride. That is you. Priesthood is that if I say this thing to this person, what impact would it be on their life? Imagine Baba Adeboye said, I had a nightmare. Oh, please, hey, they're going to kill me. There are people who say, Baba, I get what you're saying, but I guarantee you, when they go home, they will say, if Baba is going through this problem, what are we not to do? So what I'm trying to say, I'm not saying that, please don't get me, I'm not saying that at times you don't want to share issues with, but what I'm saying that, the priesthood I'm talking about, the reason why you are not sharing certain things is the impact it is on the person you're speaking to. So the parent that is not sharing the king with the children, it's not that they don't want to talk, but they are saying, if I say this to this child, how would they see the other person? This is what happens at times when you have parents and families that are separated and things like that. The mom is calling, or the dad is calling out, your mother. I said, is my... But what you don't know, you are putting barrier on the path of that child. Priesthood is not... What I'm talking about now is not, I want to keep my issues to my... No. The reason why a priest is keeping the issues to themselves, they are concerned about the impact of those that God has put around them. May God grant us grace in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm trying to say it was foundation of priesthood that will supply. See, there are some people that God may be bringing you into a difficult environment in marriage because you are the priests that is sent into those homes. So even as a young person, you need to understand priesthood well. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, the Bible says that for an unbelieving husband has been sanctified through his wife, and an unbelieving wife is sanctified, through the believing husband. Otherwise, their children will be unclean, but as it is, they are holy. So somebody is the one carrying the weight to ensure that they are living a particular lifestyle in order for that family to be influenced. Priesthood. See, we can talk. We are going to talk about the articles of priesthood. It's not the problem. Articles is not the issue. The issue is the life supporting it. I'm learning that. So at times when I'm talking to some, and I'm see, there are some of my friends at work who's not even a Christian, and I was sharing certain things. I was bothering my mind because we are close. And God said, so tomorrow now you now come and say, come and believe in Jesus. I said, but I'm sharing my mind. He said, no. Priesthood forbids this kind of thing. So the Bible says in John chapter, the Bible says, he said, I will say, okay, Jesus talking, I've shared two scriptures. The Bible says that, he said, I will not say much to you, for the prince of this world is coming, and he has no hold over me. KJV says, he has nothing in me. So Jesus himself is saying, when Satan comes, he's coming to come and scan. Is there something in this priesthood that can hold on to? So if the devil can do it for Jesus, Sars and Mars, he will do it for us. There were some children, there were some young chaps that were casting out demons. And they have been, let's go to Acts chapter 19. The Bible says some Jews traveled around and drove out evil spirits. I will branch somewhere quickly. I just want to open your eyes to something. Please note that they have been driving out evil spirits. The Bible says, also they tried to use the name of Jesus. And they said to the evil spirits, I command you in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preached. The seven sons of Caiaphas, the high priest, the chief of the high priest, the Jewish high priest, were doing this. Eventually, one of the Hebrew spirits answered them, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know, but who are you? Then the man with the Hebrew spirit jumped on them and overpowered them. The first thing I want to first of all draw your attention to was that they were driving out evil spirits. Do we agree? Why is it that when they used the name of Jesus, the evil spirit rejected? They've been casting out evil spirits. Why is that when they came to the name of Jesus, the evil spirit said no? Hallelujah. Because at times people caught it as if they never casted out evil spirits. The first one that they met was what that gave them a problem. See, there are some people that what they are calling victory is negotiated deal with demons. So, if you notice, the Bible says one of the evil spirits. So they were many. There are times when people say, we want to propagate this deception that this person is doing. So what they would do is that one will draw back. So you are thinking that you are casting out demon of demon of sickness. It would draw back, and another one would appear. To you, you've casted that demon. Does that make sense? Do you get what I'm saying? Amen. Have I lost you? Hallelujah. There is somebody, and those who know this, Yajokeru there will probably be able to say. There are people who do it too for a call. Spiritual husband. Thank you, lawyer. He's a spiritual husband. And they go and that thing leaves. What has happened? If you ask some of them, they will tell you that after so many years, certain things will come back again. Because what has happened is a negotiated deal with that demon. So they will say, this is what those demons use. They call it lawyer, the problem. I don't know what it's. No, the English. Yeah, but there is something man. But a poor boy. Yeah, and things, you know, all those kind of things. Amen. God grant us grace. What I'm trying to say is that what that thing is doing is that it's appeasing that demon for a period of time. So you will now discover that What you are calling results is negotiated deals. So what these people were doing, driving out evil spirits, they were doing negotiated deals until the time when they used the original one, said, okay, let's have some conversation here. Jesus, we know. Paul, we know. But why? The reason why they got answers, it was negotiated deals. And there are so many negotiated deals that you're seeing around. Even the one carrying a negotiated deal doesn't know it's a negotiated deal because they wrote the formula to them that they are now using as approval. So it's that formula that they will concoct together. And evil spirits will go. But what has happened is a negotiated deal. I'm not teaching those kind of things, but I just wanted to point your eyes to it that these things happen. So they now said that Paul, we know, Jesus, we know, who are you? What they are saying is that we have scanned you and we have discovered that your foundation does not match what you are saying. T.D. Jake says something. Oh God. Amen. Let's just leave it. Hallelujah. God grant us grace in the name of Jesus Christ. So, priesthood is a function of, the foundation is what matters, and the lifestyle is what powers the tools that you're using. Is what powers the tools that you're using. One thing I just want to quickly point us out to you is that another aspect of priesthood is called honor. Exodus chapter 28, verse 1 to 2. The Bible says, Aaron and your brothers shall be brought from among the Israelites, along with the sons of Nadab and things like that. I said, they shall serve me as priests. You shall make them a garment. For your brother Aaron to give him glory, dignity and honor. So please note that honor was given. That honor was given. Joshua was also having issues. And the Bible says in Joshua chapter 3 verse 7, the Bible says that the Lord said to Joshua, today I will begin to exalt you in the eyes of Israel, so that they may know that as I am with you, I am with Moses. So it is God sponsoring that honor. It is God sponsoring that honor. Now, that honor that we are talking about is an investment. And God is looking for results. How is an honor an investment? There are people that God will place under your influence. How you use that honor will determine how God will judge you. Like when I was in uni then, there was someone, very beautiful girl, close to me. It is the truth because then there were people in my hostel when this girl comes. They say, Pastor Banyon, I know we know you will not give us this person now. So introduce her. Just tell her that. That brother likes you. See? So we were that close, and I helped her with a lot of things, just generally, and things like that. So she began to have feelings, and we began to have things like that. Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm coming with something with this. So she said, you know, I'm single, you're single. So why can't we not start dating? We are both Christians. Why can't we not start dating? And God said to me, if every lady that comes your way is a potential wife, Bayo, you are going to be in trouble. If everyone that have used you to influence their life is a potential girlfriend, that was, you know, can you imagine by now how many girlfriends I would have had? What God was saying is that what she's seen is the honor I have placed on your life. Don't misinterpret it as an opportunity. No matter how she's so in love with the honor that she's seen, your head needs to be correct. This is what God was saying. Your whole head needs to be correct. If God places honor on your life, and you don't, let's go to Psalms. That said, a man held in honor and yet lacks spiritual understanding. He said, and a teachable that is like a beast that will perish. So a priesthood that does not understand that God will place honor on your life. I am not stupid to know that when Mommy Adeyemi or my papa is saying Elisa, they are not talking to me. It is lack of understanding. I say, yes. Mommy, can you quickly go and do something? It is lack of understanding. And that pattern of life is heading to perish. If you don't understand how to treat when God places honor on your life, the friends that you have, that they think that, this person is the best, it is God's honor that God has placed on your life. How you now trade that honor to bring him glory is what God will judge you. That is why I said, as a priest, it is not everything that you can share with people. Not that you are trying to protect yourself, but you are saying, because this person has placed me in such honor, if I share this thing with them, it will only depress them the more. Need to express myself. And person is saying, what you have failed to realize that God has placed you in a place of honor before them. And when you are doing certain things, you are laying weight on them. This also goes to us parents. God places an honor before your children. And what you are doing, what you are saying is having impact on their life because God has placed your honor in their eyes. Priesthood comes with honor, but what are you doing with your own honor? He said, the problem is that this person lacks understanding. They don't understand that the honor that they are giving them is not them. They think, no, I've worked for it. I'm due that kind of honor. They are disrespecting me. They are disrespecting my anointing. May God grant us understanding in the name of Jesus. What honor does, it brings you influence. And influence in different areas of your life. It brings you influence in your marriage. What do you do with that honor? When you have a wife that honors you, what do you do with that honor? That honor is provided by God. It's not every woman that honors their husband. The honor that you are getting is an investment from God. Somebody knows that if I talk to people, they will listen. So you now say, I can say anything. May God grant us grace in the name of Jesus. Because these are things that will determine how effective your priesthood is going to be. A priesthood that does not understand the culture of honor, and when God has invested honor on their life, they will end up, like that scripture says, perishing. What God was saying to me then when I was in uni is that if you don't learn that people will be attracted to the honor I placed on you, and you think it is an advantage to date fine girls, you are in trouble. So when, no matter who you are, you know, it's not even everybody here. Let's say, you know what? I used to, when somebody calls and somebody, even somebody was saying today that we're doing the sermon. Pastor said, I will not, everyone is my weakness. When people say those things, it lays weight on me. Because I now know that if I tell you the wrong thing, that is how you will go with it. And for every life that is impacted with it in the wrong way, God will ask me. That is why, as a priest, you will learn to guard your mouth. I have a friend, you know, God has been training me different training. It's just been, you know, I'm still trying to improve. I have a friend there. He wanted to go to school, uni. He wanted to do computer science or education in computer, or education, computer education. So he came to meet me and he said, Bayo, I want to do computer education. I want to do computer science, but I have these grades. And he said that the only thing for me is computer education and things like that. And I said, okay, you know, why don't you just do computer education? Then later on, they normally do the item tree or things, and you will now move to computer science and this and things like that. So he said, okay, thank you, and things like that. I don't know where he went, or maybe he prayed, or God gave him a vision. So he now said that, that came to him, said, Bayo, and this is a very close friend of mine. He said, Bayo, I'm so disappointed in you. I said, why? He said, I came to ask you about the course I should do, and you told me to go and do computer education when God had a plan for me to do computer science. I said, we are friends. And when you are talking to me, am I now going to be saying, you are talking to me now, I'm going to be better in spirit to talk to you? Can I not just talk to you like a normal human being? The problem is that God is teaching you to say, I have placed an honor on your life. There are certain things you say, it may be a joke, but people hold on to it. So be careful how you speak. I've had those kind of events that it breaks my heart, pastor, because I just feel like, can I not just have friends that I can just sit down and chat? There was a day when we were hostel in uni, and everybody was joking. I took him, and I sat down, and they were all joking. I wasn't saying, but I was just laughing. So I took just, I can't remember what I said. I just said something. I don't want anybody to laugh. Everybody just kept quiet. He said, Pastor. I said, are we not joking? Yeah. And I heard God said, Adie fufun kumore elagba. English. The white cock.
Oh God.
Kumore. He doesn't know himself as Amen. And those things were difficult because I was like, why can't I not just joke? People are expressing their mind. Let me also express my mind. See, that's why at times when I want to talk politics, I'm looking for people that will know that this is bio. I don't say that, this person is good. I want him to enter. You begin to go and write it down as, you said this person is good to enter. No, I'm just talking. Your life as a priest, God will be training you to understand that priesthood is beyond functioning as priests and doing the priesthood job. There are certain things you will not be able to do. You can post some pictures on social media and people who are looking up to you will say, that is the way. If this person can do it, I too can do it. You say, can they not think with their head? It is because God has placed honor on your life that whatever you are doing, because that is what effect, that is the only way. See, God grant us grace. Why God is placing that honor on your life is so that when you speak his word to them, they will hear. That honor is not meant for you to be using it for other things. So that's why at times you might post something. And everybody will say, I love that dress. I love this and this. And people will begin to say, I'm fashionable. It's not that you're fashionable. It is that God has placed an honor on your life. And that honor is meant to do something else, but you are using God's honor for something else. A priesthood who does not understand honor and thinks that, I am influential, you are not. What God has placed on your life is honor. See, God help us. Amen. The devil does also places his own honor on his people, because that is the only way you can, if you are not honorable before people, nobody will hear you. So when the devil also wants to propagate his own kingdom, he will make you influential. I am an influencer. God grant you grace in the name of Jesus Christ. We should start going. Amen. Priesthood. Maybe I should just come to the last part and read, so that we can key ourselves into prayers. When there are certain priesthood functioning in a pattern, in a family, and it's a pattern, most of the things that the devil uses are the works of the flesh. So some people may be lying. People say it's a white lie, but it's a tool from one generation to another. You begin to see that when you will see that there is a particular cause or things flowing through a family, go and check it well. There is a character that is flowing through those families. Because that character is what the devil uses as a tool. So you will now begin to see that if vision comes out to you, most of the time, it is that character that will say, leave this stone. Why? Because that thing is the root by which he's trying to claim on every generation. Now, if you understand those things spiritually, you will do everything in your might to avoid it. Somebody was I'm dealing with an issue more recently, not in here, somewhere else. The mother, or I think the grandmother, but the mother and the grandmother, certain things issue happened in her house. They took the children. It was the family that had to take the child. Now the daughter also is having one issue or another. They are now taking the child. And things like that. The mother was crying and said, this is what happened to me. And the daughter was saying, no, I'm not like you. These are the reasons. Said, the pattern. See, the devil will give you the reason to think that, it's not an issue. But the mother that saw it, and saw it with her own mother, he said, so my own child also is going to lose their child. Patterns and generational causes are true. But the back thing that breaks them is priesthood. The last thing I'm going to say is Hebrews chapter 9. The last scripture. Hebrews chapter 9. The Bible says, for if the blood of the goat and blood of the heifers are sprinkled to those who are ceremonially unclean and sanctify them so that their bodies will be clean, how much more shall the blood of Jesus wash us, our conscience, so that we may be able to serve the living God, so that you may be able to do your priesthood well. There is some level of priesthood that is ceremonially clean. Who are those that are ceremonially clean? Function. I have a ministration tomorrow. I need to be holy. I need to be holy. God, send fire. Send fire. Fire will come. Those are ceremonially clean. I am going to carry cross. This Sunday, I am one on the road to carry cross. It is the significance of the, I am the one leading the people to God. So that week, no club, no drinking, no girls. I wait till after that week. That priesthood, ceremonially clean priests, is not, cannot do anything. You would know how to use the instrument of priesthood, but the impact will be limited. So the question is, are you going to move away from ceremonially clean priests to a permanently clean priesthood? That is what determines the impact of your priesthood. Are you ceremonially clean or are you regularly clean?
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. Have a blessed week.